be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker. Play Heart. This is London's Heart. And at 6 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. There have been prayers at Hindu temples across London following the plane crash in India. More than 240 people died when the flight heading to London Gatwick came down minutes after takeoff at Ahmedabad Airport. The Prime Minister says the government is supporting families.
I speak for the entire country in saying our thoughts are with each and every one of those involved, all the British and Indian families across the land.
One British man survived, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, and one of two black boxes from the planes reportedly been found. Aviation expert Chris Lomas has told Heart they're a key part of the investigation.
One is the flight data recorder, which records the inputs that were made by the crew. And in addition to that, you have the cockpit voice recorder, which records all sounds. So that's the discussions between the crew.
Overnight, there have been more airstrikes in the Middle East. Israel's carried out attacks on nuclear sites in Iran, with the country saying they're expecting immediate counterstrikes. London's mayor says he'd consider expanding the night tube if there was demand for it. Sir Sadiq Khan's been speaking at the State of London debate. And Emma Raducanu is into the quarterfinals at Queen's Club in London. She's celebrated knowing she's about to be the new British tennis number one.
Weather. With the view from the Shard, experience London's highest open-air sky deck.
Feeling much warmer in London today. Lots of sunshine. Highs of 28 from Global's newsroom. You're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart from Global.
Good morning. It's just gone 6 o'clock. Welcome to Heart. Welcome to early breakfast as well. It's Katrina keeping you company with some amazing tunes for our Friday with TLC picked out after this mushy one. Enjoy.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop.
Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves.
Maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong, wrong, wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. Till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun goes up, I can feel my love coming back again. It wasn't easy trying around with these handcuffs. I had to sleep through such a cold, cold, cold night to see it. A green flash is hitting right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, 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 start the healing. Oh, but I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. And I sat till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun goes up and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun.
Isn't it? Rudimental with me, Katrina, on Heart. It's 8 minutes past six on our Friday. I wanted to play you the guys now who actually have their own musical coming out. Well, it's about like the story of their lives, premiering in Washington next year, and I so hope it comes to the UK. Right now on Heart, this is TLC.
Snob is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his.
beautiful things that are.
His voice. Benson Boone on Heart, and the new album as well drops a week today. Cannot wait. Right, it's Katrina looking after you. Our Friday morning just gone, 6:15. Hope you're good. And the weekend is so close, isn't it? Any plans? If you do need a bit of inspiration, I've just seen come out this morning, the best games of all time. Well, like playground games. So you can discuss this with the kids over breakfast. Right up there, hide and seek. Agreed. It, or tag, whatever you want to call it, chasing people around. And this one's a bit strange. Skipping ropes. Really? Is that one of the best games ever? But how many of these have you played as an adult? I really, really enjoy regressing. So I went on a climbing trip last year. There was about 20 of us, like 30 to 40 year olds. We were all playing sardines in a forest. It was so good. Got a few weird looks, but very much worth it. All right, music up next for you on Heart this morning. I've picked out Shaboozy, a bar song, and because it's Father's Day on Sunday, one of mine and my dad's favourites, Anastasia, I'm Out of Love, after the travel.
London.
Heart. Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
All this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
TrustedTrader.com.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpix. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
Imagine winning the Euro Millions £208 million jackpot on Friday the 13th, or even becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires. You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah! Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality.
Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
How did Butlin's Big Weekenders get the name? Because we go big. Big on round-the-clock fun with your mates for 3 days and nights. Book your Butlin's Big Weekender now.
This is Heart, with the latest travel for London. Next.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 1674. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Heart travel.
with PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the big day sale.
And with your latest travel now, here's Alice.
Hey, Katrina, morning. It's already looking very busy on the A2 westbound this morning to the Kidbrook interchange. In Hackney, Grove Road is closed both ways between Gore Road and Old Ford Road for emergency repair works. So expect delays again in the area today. And on the Tube, Central Line trains are still not stopping westbound at Roding Valley Station because of the works. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
To the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Boozy since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got. Downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord,
tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. At the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me.
Getting us ready for our Friday night early. That was Shaboozy, a bar song. And thanks so much for starting your day with me, Katrina, on Heart. It's been a total pleasure all of this week. Remember, your chance to win £50,000 today in our huge game, Heart's 35K Payday. We are going for it this Friday. All happening with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. After is Sam Smith, now on Heart.
I don't want to be alone tonight. Pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Dancing with a stranger.
Was it?
Some caution, not only Friday the 13th today. If you are sort of person, then that
Jamie,
might bother
you. Jamie, you've really put a dampener on it now.
What could possibly go wrong?
I was buzzing before that. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, right.
We're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I your original?
25 to 7. Christine's certainly not superstitious. She says, I know it's Friday the 13th, but it's great because I'm off to see Robbie in Bath tonight.
Oh,
so excited.
Robbie in Bath.
And I guess
more,
it's not.
I love Bath.
The sort of that superstitions I find odd to me.
Oh,
because
see,
it feels like from an ancient time where people believed in magic and.
Yes, but
and
magic
ghosts.
Is real, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm just going to say this to you. Now, your wife is one of the most spiritual fairies, I'm going to say, that I know on planet Earth.
Okay.
So how does that work? Because if you go onto her Instagram, there's lots of ethereal images.
Yeah, that's
and
all
she
nice.
Believes
love
in the good
that.
Of the world, which
sure.
I do, which is magical.
I
and
just
then
think
there's you going, yeah, it's a load of rubbish.
No, not. I would say a false conception of causation is how I describe it,
what
rather than a load
that?
Of rubbish.
I'm so sorry if you've just tuned in.
Well,
you are still listening to Heart.
Just how people often think, well, that's why that happens.
I don't like
logic.
Like,
if a black cat walks in, that and
yeah,
they go, well, then.
There's some people that think that's bad luck. And there's
okay.
some people
well,
that think that's good luck.
I rest my
black
case.
Cat
even
means
you can't
good
even work out
people.
Which way round it is.
I can't walk under ladders.
Okay, there you go. That's 100%. A good example. So,
I would walk rather it, not
that's
have
a good example
13.
Of false conception of causation.
Well, no, because I would imagine that once some bucket fell on someone's head walking under a ladder, and that was bad luck for that person.
I could absolutely see that.
It could happen again.
Yes.
Yes.
It could. And
it
I
could.
Guess
it's causation of action or whatever it is you just
yes.
said.
Anyway, what we want to know this morning on Friday the 30th, if you've got any strange superstitions.
Or weird, you know, like when you some people sort of do certain things before they then do something, like, I don't know.
Kissing the Blarney Stone.
Like, yes, that sort of thing. I always say touch wood, always. I don't have a touch wood stone. Lots of people I know have got a touch wood bit of wood in
yeah.
their pocket. But I run around buildings trying to find
but
wood
that,
when
I would
say touch wood.
I would argue that that's a common.
Yeah, that's very common.
But I don't want
but
common
you know
ones. I want weird
me.
Ones.
Oh, weird.
Well,
oh,
I want
yeah,
people
yeah,
going,
weird.
Oh, I touch wood. Because you go, well, yeah, okay, that's.
Okay, no, I get that.
You know,
so
you know
weird
I'm coming
ones.
From. If you have
weird little...
any strange superstitions...
What would you call that? It's not a tick, is it? It's like a weird sort of... not habit. Oh, I can't even
I just stick with weird superstitions.
Weird superstitions.
On 8/21/22, yeah. So that's what we're after this one.
What's also... that big word you said? Causation of what?
False conception of causation.
I'll write that down, children.
Hello, it's me, your ex. I called to say not sorry, but I wish you the best. And I don't hold no grudges, promise this ain't a test. We okay? We okay?
First caller time. We are going to go to line two.
Line two.
Who's on line two?
Hello.
This one? Who's that?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello, Amanda and Jamie. This is Christina and Andy.
Hello, Christina and Andy. Oh, Andy. We haven't heard you from you for ages. How
I
are
know.
You?
I thought we're good. We're actually just going on holiday today to celebrate our first wedding anniversary in Crete.
Oh,
lovely.
How lovely.
I know, we got married on the beach there last year, so we're going to have a little reminisce of going back on the beach on a quad bike, have a little picnic, a little glass of wine, and a celebration,
and then practice our dance.
How has the first year of marriage been? What have been the highs and what have been the lows, would you say?
Well, the highs are every day because we love each other so much.
Yeah.
And we've been together for nearly 12 years, so, you know, we're not like honeymoon period or anything.
No. But has it changed things, would you say?
No, definitely not. We definitely enjoy every day. We look forward to doing new things all the time, and we enjoy just planning and getting out and doing stuff and our animals.
Making memories all the time.
And
that's so
I have
lovely.
To say, just tying this back into superstitions, weddings are an absolute hotbed of superstitions, aren't they? Mm. I remember my mum saying, if it rains on your wedding, that's good luck. If it rains on your wedding,
That's some mum spinning that.
There's that thing about
That's a myth, Jamie.
We were 35 degrees on the beach on ours. It was lovely.
There you go. But you know all the thing about, you know, tuppence in the penny in the shoe on a wedding day.
That makes you limp down the aisle, wouldn't it?
What else is there? Not seeing the bride beforehand.
Not seeing the bride. Did you do that? Did you not see each other the night before?
Yes, we did.
Christine
stayed with her friends over in an apartment.
And then something borrowed, something blue,
something old, something
new. Did you do all that?
Yeah.
I got married in blue, well, white and blue, but yeah.
It was all the Greek colours, but so there is a bit of another story, but it's for a different show.
Really intrigued, but also quite nervous about asking Christina to elaborate. I also think wearing white is a superstition.
Well, it used to be that you wore blue when you got married for a girl. It was like a pale blue. And
throwing
I don't know where
bouquet,
the white came from.
Crossing the threat, carrying over the threshold. It was just full of superstitions.
Full of them, isn't it?
We did the carry over the threshold, but you did do the throw the bouquet.
I'm not a midget, so...
Had you been in the gym before, Andy?
Oh, dear. Well, listen, I'm very jealous that you're in that lovely sunshine. Have the best. Have a little Aperol for us, won't you?
We definitely will. It'll be a back line on the plane later on.
Oh!
But this is the other story I was going to tell you, Amanda.
Oh, go on.
Oh, I'm nervous.
No, go on.
I'm nervous. Jamie, I feel for you.
Yeah, me and Andy.
No, so it's another show, another story time. But how we met was Andy was my bodyguard.
What?
So we are like a Kevin and Whitney.
Can I ask you why do you have a bodyguard?
What was that, Jamie? Sorry.
Well, Christina, why do you...
Why did you have to have muscle, Christina?
Why do you need a bodyguard?
Well, that's another story for another show, Jamie.
Okay, I tell you what we'll do. We'll say goodbye here.
Yeah, and then can we make them be first caller next week?
No.
How can we make that happen? So this is normally voluntary.
Off air, folks. I'll check. And then I'll get back to you in a few moments.
Oh,
Andy and
Christina. I like to keep you in suspense.
Yeah. Oh, this is amazing.
Guys, thanks for coming.
Maybe
have a wonderful trip.
And there should be a whole other segment.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
thanks
Andy.
For calling.
Thanks, mate. Bye, Christina.
Guess what?
Oh, God.
You're pregnant.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys.
Friday!
Oh, it's Friday.
Yes,
yay!
It is.
Bye.
With Boots. Save up to half price on your summer favourites.
Welcome to Abel and Cole, where inconvenience is a good thing. We'll only deliver to your area once a week.
It reduces carbon emissions.
Our food costs a bit more.
We pay farmers fairly.
And our broccoli won't last as long.
Because we don't do preservatives or unnecessary plastic.
An inconvenience store is better for the planet and tastes better too.
Join the thousands of people choosing inconvenience. Search Abel and Cole and order groceries online today. Difficult tastes better. Abel and Cole.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
No matter your sin, you're welcome here. No matter your desire, you're welcome here. For this is more than a nightclub. The Moulin Rouge is a state of mind.
Baz Luhrmann's revolutionary film is brought to life on stage and is now playing in London's West End. Book your tickets for Moulin Rouge the Musical, London's most spectacular night out at moulinrougemusical.co.uk.
Summer is precious, so make this the summer with EasyJet Holidays. Book the perfect package holiday from just £299 per person at hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights, limited availability, adult protected, T's and C's apply.
With a simple search on Get Your Guide, you can discover things to do around the world. You could find yourself on a cruise of the Thames, admiring London's landmarks by boat, or exploring Scotland's majestic highlands on a day trip from Edinburgh. Wherever you're going, discover tours, tickets and attractions on Get Your Guide. Start planning today at getyourguide.co.uk. Unforgettable travel experiences.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
This is Heart, with the latest travel for London. Next.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products, like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture, and lots more. Save up to 50% in-store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Heart Travel.
With PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the big day sale.
Morning, Alice. How's it looking on the roads?
Hey, Jamie. Morning. There are delays on the North Circular westbound to the Clockhouse interchange at Palmer's Green this morning. It's starting to look very busy on the A2 westbound to the Kidbrook interchange. And on the trains on London Overground, we've already got minor delays on the Mildmay line between Stratford and Clapham Junction and between Stratford and Richmond because of a track problem. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
Don't speak when you spit your venom, keep it shut. I hate it when you hiss and preach about your new messiah, cause your theories catch fire. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. I'm covering my ears like a kid. When your words mean nothing, I go la la la. I'm turning.
Thank you.
on Heart Breakfast. Time for your showbiz.
The Heart Showbiz Hub with Ashley Roberts.
Here she is, looking fantastic. We both look like we just got out of bed this morning.
I mean, I don't know about you. You're wearing a cute little lime green dress.
Yeah,
I look like I'm
Ash
in pajamas.
In a really cute, like, pajama set.
You don't wear
short.
A lime green dress to bed, do you?
Well, no, but I wear, like, a short little nightie sometimes.
Yeah,
no. Or a T-shirt. I've got loads of jammies, and I always wear, like, one of my husband's T-shirts.
I know, they're the comfiest, aren't they?
I know,
they?
Really nice.
Love a big T-shirt. Some showbiz tea for you.
Oh,
happy
yes.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, supermodel Gigi Hadid, she's done a new collaboration with Moon Boots. You remember
I love
the
Moon Boots.
Yes. During the winter time. Exactly. So she's done her own range of them. They're coming out this winter. She says that's been a staple of her winter wardrobe for so many years. She's really excited about this collaboration. She's also done a little mule, if you want a little flat to like slide around in as well. So a few different options.
Summer and winter covered.
Yeah, this is it. Next year's Grammys are going to be a little different. They've added a new category.
Oh.
An album cover category. So maybe this
artwork.
Yeah, artwork. Exactly.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
If you think back, is there an artwork that stands out to you? Like maybe when you were a kid that you were just like, I love that. Or one that you would put up on the wall as a piece of art or anything?
Oh.
I mean, I know that you'll probably expect me to say this, but I'm talking now about James Arthur's latest album, Pisces.
Okay.
He's released a vinyl.
Didn't expect you to say that.
No. Well.
I mean, literally, I could
have
sat here, spent all day
Arthur.
Guessing, no, and I would have never have come
that.
Up with a James
but
Arthur cover.
But he brought out a vinyl. It's called Pisces, and there's water in it.
Clever.
So it's blue,
yes.
And you turn it up, and the water's, and it goes around the album, and it looks like it's just liquid, the whole
that's
thing.
Quite cool.
It's so
cool.
So I like sort of album covers that have got something to say like that.
A little extra element to it.
Yeah.
Mine would have been Janet Jackson in the 90s. Do you remember when she did that black and white cover and there were some hands coming around the front?
That video was unbelievable.
I quite like Kylie's one where all her hair was tumbling out the top of her hat.
Yes!
That's
there's been
good.
Some epic ones. I don't know, maybe
I think it's an odd time to do cover art. It sort of feels like the last 20 years hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Well,
because
you
don't have album
covers anymore.
You would
think it would
anymore,
be, like, you remember when we talked about last week somebody released a film for their album?
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, so you would think that there was maybe there is an award for best film of an album, because that's what I would give an award.
Honestly,
that's a bit more trendy at the moment.
Yeah.
But then people are releasing vinyls, like even what you were saying, you know, Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso has Espresso in it, so maybe it'll inspire them to do
also,
some more.
The Grammys have about 300 categories, including
many.
Best Polka Album, which I'm always surprised
by. So everyone's a winner then. Polka?
Yeah.
Wow.
Polka, polka, polka. Okay, guess what? I never thought I'd be saying this. We're getting a Spaceballs 2.
Hello?
The sequel we never thought would exist. And Mel Brooks, Rick Moranis, and Bill Pullman are coming back
for Spaceballs.
I mean, Mel's 90. No, yeah, he's 99.
My gosh.
They're coming back. They're doing a sequel. They're filming it. It's going to be out in 2027. I can't believe it. Do you remember the first one? It was in the late 80s.
I don't remember, but
I
love
remember.
Rick Moralis in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I just always remember.
And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
He's so funny.
I mean, he's epic. Yeah, he's iconic.
That's such a throwback.
38 years later.
Someone said, I know what we need to do.
Let's quickly do it with Mel Brooks. Let's get that filmed and in the can.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you go. That's your latest showbiz for more Chicago Club of Play, the official Heart app of More in an Hour.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
say you know it, when you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
This is big news. Our friends at EuroMillions have just let us know that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £208 million, making it the largest prize ever awarded in the UK. Can you believe that? £208 million is tonight's estimated EuroMillions jackpot. Good luck tonight.
Hard breakfast.
With Boots. Unwind with Number 7's new Future in You Night Serum.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On June 20th, Disney and Pixar invite you to kick off your summer with...
Elio?
You okay?
I'm trying to get abducted by aliens.
From the humans that brought you Inside Out 2.
It's really happening!
Go where no one has gone before.
Welcome to the Communiverse.
This is awesome!
And discover a friendship...
My name's Elio.
I'm Gordon.
...that's out of this world. Disney and Pixar's Elio.
That was crazy.
Only in cinemas June 20th.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Life feels better with a smile. Fanning Dental Group Clinics. Modern, comfortable, and affordable dentistry for all. See online for our price match promise. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling. And the whole
FanningDental.co.uk.
It was a lovely summer's day, and the Famous Five were thinking of all the amazing things they could do if they travelled with Great Western Railway.
Hot air ballooning in Bristol, said George. Exploring Cardiff Castle, said Anne. Boating in Henley, said Dick. Let's take in a London show, said Julian. We'll do the whole lot, said George, but can we set off tomorrow? I've tired myself out just thinking about them.
There's more to explore with Great Western Railway. Adventures start here.
Hello, it's Ed Gamble here, host of the Taskmaster podcast. Taskmaster is back, which means I'll be discussing it on the podcast with some very special guests. Join us each week after new episodes of Taskmaster, Channel 4, every Thursday at 9 p.m. Listen now on Global Player.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
This is London's Heart with the latest news. Next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart.
This is London's Heart. 7 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. Vigils have been taking place at temples across London after a plane headed for Gatwick crashed in India. More than 240 people died when it came down in Ahmedabad. London's Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan says London is ready to support.
We know 53 British nationals were on board and that it's highly likely some of the passengers were either Londoners or had ties to our city.
Vishwas Kumar Ramesh from Leicester sister is the only person who survived. Investigators have reportedly found one of the two black boxes from the plane, which aviation expert Keith Mackies told Hearts are very important.
The cockpit voice recorder will record the entire conversation that's taken place in the cockpit. The digital flight data recorder will show the position of every control, every switch. It'll show how the engines were performing.
The Foreign Secretary says it's a dangerous moment in the Middle East. Overnight, more than 200 Israeli fighter jets carried out strikes on nuclear sites in Iran. The Mayor of London's admitted expanding the ULEZ was the hardest decision of his life. Sir Sadiq Khan's been speaking at the State of London debate. And the Kings hosted stars like David Beckham and Meryl Streep. They gathered in London last night at an event for his foundation.
Weather.
With the view from the Shard. Picture-perfect moments with 360-degree views.
Feeling much warmer in London today. Lots of sunshine. Highs of 28 from Global's newsroom. You're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Morning.
Good morning. You're listening to Jamie Thixton and Amanda Holden on Heart Breakfast.
It's Friday, and we're ending the week in style, Big Willie style. Will Smith will be joining us a little later.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Avicii next.
London's Heart.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Sunset,
throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say it's true. Choose us every time. We were California dreaming. Our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind, set it on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say I do. Choose us every time.
Your chance to win with Disney's Hercules, the new musical. You can win tickets to the show, a hotel stay, and some spending money as well. But as it is Friday the 13th, we're discussing weird and wonderful superstitions.
Yeah, there's some really odd ones coming in. James said, I don't personally have a weird superstition. However, my friend has to turn the light off before he leaves the room three times.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Has to turn it off, also off and presumably on again.
Off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on. Then there's an initial has texted in. P has texted in.
Morning, P.
Never pick up your own glove if you drop it, but it's okay to pick up a glove for somebody else.
Is that right?
I've never heard of that, but I feel like that's you going back to sort of Bridgerton era.
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
I always thought if you dropped a glove, you wanted the person that you fancied to pick it up, or if you dropped a hanky or something.
Oh, that's very Jane Austen.
Yes, very Jane Austen-y. Good morning, Guy. On the theme of superstitions, you've got saluting magpies, etc. I always do that, actually. Yeah. I just pretend I'm flicking my hair away and I just go, hello, Mr. Magpie, how's your wife? Flick.
But what if the magpie didn't catch that? That could be bad luck.
Oh, well, the ethos did. It's not to do with the magpie looking you
the
in the eye.
Ethos?
Well, it's in the atmosphere of luck.
Oh, ether.
Ether. Yeah, okay. Ethos, yeah, no, it's not my... It's my ethos just to flick my head to one side. No. Morning, guys. On the theme of superstition, you've got saluting magpies, etc. But yeah, in our family, these are ours. It's bad luck to cross on the stairs. Oh, that's normal.
Yes.
I hate that. Yeah. So if someone's going up and when someone's coming down, you cannot cross on the stairs. That's from Nick. Nick, that's comes universal.
From a, that comes from a time before we had handrails. It was literally a dangerous thing to do.
Really? Oh, I know, because I'm thinking it's no more mysterious than that.
No, what a shame. It really is.
Oh. Morning, Jamie and Amanda. My nanny used to tell me it was bad luck to change your bedding on a Friday, which I just think was a good excuse to leave it for another day. That's from Gemma.